Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Little explanation. Henry taking care of it. You know what? On Twitter, be a little bit calmer about this. We love the side question. Dan's been sick yesterday, today. I put it up yesterday. We forgot today. That's his normal thing. Henry's putting it up there now. Okay? Ugh, goodness. Okay. Paula Scanlon, I happen to see this reading through this article. I think it was Western Journal, and she hasn't been on in a while. Democrats have another problem to worry about as the man who helped Trump win has his eyes on the blue state of New Jersey. Big picture of course, Scott Presler. Paula is a pioneer in her own right, one of the few Penn students who came out and talked about what it was like with Leah Thomas on that women's swimming team, if you remember. It seems like 100 years ago. She's now a legislative liaison, the independent women's voice. She is an inspiration because it takes a lot to do that. And because I wanted to make this point, because of people like Paula and Riley Gaines, we now see the women over there in the women opposing San Jose State. So they were what was the college last time? The one that Nevada able to feel comfortable or more comfortable to speak out against this nonsense. Couldn't do that at Penn. Paula joins us here because she wants to come to Jersey and help out Scott Presler on Talk Radio 1210. Paula, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, thank you for the role that you assumed to after this. I mean, you were still in the age, let's say, of pre-able to do this. These women in Nevada now, you helped inspire that, Riley Gaines, where they seem pretty comfortable. The assistant coach got fired or put on suspension, but they can't do that to the players as easily now, Paula.
Yeah, I mean, now everyone's been talking about this issue, so they're having a harder time pushing back. And I think that some of the silencing tactics that they tried to use on me at the University of Pennsylvania have been exposed. And so people know what the universities will try to do, and they also know how to see through it when, you know, for lack of a better explanation, to see through when these universities are really full of crap, which is what they did at the University of Pennsylvania to me and what they're doing to other coaches now who are put in similar situations and other athletes who are also faced with the same things.
Yeah, you know, Paul, I told you this the other time that you were on. There were some people that were critical back then saying, well, why don't you all just speak up and do that? We try to explain. This was vicious. I mean, you were living in an era at that point, even it's only a few years ago, where they get the mob up there on Twitter, et cetera, and you are a professional person graduating Penn. They're going to blackball you for 20 years or more.
Yeah, that's exactly what they told us. You know what? You know what shows? To this date, no one else on my team has publicly spoken about what we were put through.
Yes.
Privately, I've received messages from a few girls on my team, of course. But again, publicly, none of them have said anything. And again, that shows the fear and the level of fear that everyone has about speaking out against what is common sense to say that a man and women are different.
Yeah, and Riley told us, too, she's been on multiple times, Paul, about how long it takes for many times to get into the swimsuit. It's got to be just right. It's made of fit. And you're doing all that with Leah Thomas there naked walking around. That's just preposterous now. But at that point, nothing happened to Leah Thomas. Nothing happened to Penn. They were able to coerce people.
Exactly. And I think that it just shows, again, the power they have over us that they shouldn't have. I mean, I don't, there's no other way to explain that. It's just crazy that they're allowed to do that, but also just as something that's so ridiculous. It was just so insane to rationalize it. And to this day, I mean, I can't believe that there's even an argument going on here. Everybody knows what a man is. Everybody knows what a woman is. And somehow almost half this country has just forgotten and tried to pretend like they don't know.
Well, the thing in this election that got people, the Trump people were smart. I would have doubled the budget on this. $33 million they ran on what Harris said. But the commercials that really got people were what you were engaging, which is fair play, women against this. And the point I would make is if Leah Thomas were your size or smaller and just happened to be an excellent swimmer, but this is a guy who's enormous versus the average woman, longer limbs, et cetera, and all the other advantages when it comes to swimming, it should have been pretty obvious you can't let this go on.
I don't even know what else it would have taken for them to just say that. To me, it was just so obvious already. I don't know what else they would have needed. It's still happening, which is what is even crazier. And when I went through it, I really thought that it was a one-time thing. I thought that it was only my team and this was just only in swimming. But again, we're seeing this in track and field and volleyball. And they've calculated over 1,000 medals have been lost by female athletes with a male competing in the sport over 30 different sports. It's widespread. It's everywhere. And we're seeing it at the elementary school level, the middle school level, the high school level, college, Olympics, you name it. So it's just really madness. And I can't believe, again, that there's so many people defending this.
I'll ask you about the legislation here because you are the legislative liaison, Independent Women's Voice, which is a great group. But the reason I thought of you most, I see you throw your swim trunks into the ring, so to speak, here, your swimsuit, to join up and want to come to Jersey and be registering voters. So tell me what you saw with this Pressler guy and what he's doing.
Yeah, I worked with Scott Pressler a little bit in Pennsylvania, actually.
Okay.
I got to see some of the stuff he did firsthand. Obviously, Pennsylvania is really important. I was actually trying to count how many different days I spent in Pennsylvania this past year. It was a lot. I think I was making at least 3 to 4 trips a month down to somewhere in Pennsylvania to work on things related to the election. So it's really interesting. But the big thing is, yes, a lot of people have noticed that New Jersey is actually potentially could be a swing state. Believe it or not, right? We're looking at the numbers from the election, this past election. New Jersey was actually closer than Arizona was. I'm not sure if people really picked up on that or if other people are looking at the numbers, but that is really surprising. And so I think, again, I've lived in both neighboring states. I've lived in New York. I've lived in Pennsylvania. New Jersey is obviously like right there in the middle. And I think that there's a lot of room there. I know a lot of people who are involved in New Jersey politics, and I think that we could do something to big there in the next 4 years. And so very early stages, but it's definitely something that I want to get involved in. And I think that all hands on deck. I mean, if there's other people who are from New Jersey that want to help move the efforts and really make it a swing state, we're all for it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it was close the last time until those Hudson County votes mysteriously came in, and this time around, no sitting governor, and what we saw this last time, and then people like you and Pressler, what are we waiting for? We're going to win this one. So you're the legislative liaison, Independent Women's Voice. Is the big thing for Trump coming in as best he can to take apart what Biden did on Title IX?
Yes, absolutely. And Trump has already said that he'll do that. Obviously, it hasn't. He's not in office yet, so there's still some time that we, you know, have to actually get him there. And I think that it's going to be really good for this country. I think, again, the crazy Title IX regulations that we saw the Biden administration drop this past year are going to be reversed. I think that's really good. I think also just in general, the Department of Education, things that they're talking about, bringing it back to the states, I think that will also be very beneficial for a lot of people in this country. Because the entire Department of Education is sort of just overreach and doing all this nonsense and teaching all these horrible things in the schools. And our country's fallen behind in education in general compared to other countries. So I'm very excited to see how it all turns out, but it's going to be hard work. And so that is something that there is a lot of things that the Trump administration is trying to do, and it's going to be hard work. It's not all going to get done overnight. And so I'm just excited to see, again, just there's hope again. And I think that there's room for new ideas. And again, I'm very excited to see how everything plays out.
Absolutely. Well, with Scott Presley there, you coming into the state, this is the expectations are very, very high. Paul, where do people go to find what you're doing?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Paula Y. Scanlon. So working on this women's sports issue and just in general on the movement of getting people to open their eyes up and be open to voting for conservative values. And I think that that's something we, again, really saw in this past election. So I think that what it shows us is people are really tired of the woke. And we're going to make sure that it's out and we can go back to normal things again and have normal conversations and not talk about men playing women's sports, because hopefully we'll get rid of that completely.
What's the closest you came? Did you ever have to swim against Leah Thomas?
I swim different events, but okay. Again, I was practicing with him every single day. We were undressing in the locker room with him 18 times per week that we were on the team.
Oh my God.
This is something I saw very up close and very regularly. So It was not ideal, obviously, and I wouldn't want anyone to go through what I went through. And again, that's why it's so important that I speak up against this gender nonsense and this transgender insanity that's going on in this country. And I think we're winning on this issue, and I think that this election showed us, again, how tired people are of seeing men playing in women's sports and walking into a bathroom and seeing a fully grown, fully intact male.
Exactly right. Paula Scanlon. Paula, thank you for coming back to Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
Paula Scanlon coming to Jersey. Scott Presley here at 2:30. All right. Let's go to Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Bill, what's your poster today?
Well, just before I get to that, I wanted to mention that the Bucks County Board of Elections was meeting today to discuss what they're going to do with 10,200 provisional votes, whether they were going to accept them or not. So maybe J.D. Mullane might be able to give us some insight on that.
You have to go through them vote by vote until they win, I guess, right? Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do, but that's 10,000. And don't forget, Trump won the county by 512.
I know that. Yep, without a
doubt.
The
first since 1988.
We should get a license plate out there in Bucks County, 512. Serious about that, yeah.
Right, 512. You know, unfortunately, they still have the 102nd seat in the PA House. Unfortunately,
that is again. I know things are tough, but Republicans couldn't win back the House in this environment. My God! But Bill, who's your poster?
It's from the movie The 7-Year Itch. Marilyn Monroe is standing over a subway vent grate
in New York.
The subway goes by in New York City and blows up the dress.
Yep,
and
that is a very good one.
That picture.
That is the 50s, early 60s form of Farrah Fawcett or better, I think. Yeah, that's iconic. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what's yours?
Mine is Keep on Truckin' by Robert Crumb, who also had Fritz the Cat, hippie poster.
Yeah, I had that on the back of a van that I have, the Keep on Truckin' thing, without a doubt. Yeah. Good one. By the way, sad news. Denzel Washington is going to be retiring after this batch of Black Panther films. I'm not sure how many films, that one or two. They can't be. I mean, I've said many times, and we'll talk about this more in depth tomorrow because we got a lot of other stuff going on, that I think he was the greatest actor of the last 30 years or so. I mean, people
he's
have
up
different
there.
Tastes. Yeah, I like him the best. And, of course, Remember the Titans. He plays the coach. That's among his top five roles. Game Ball. Ronnie Bass. All right. One more, and then we'll have Dom's Money Melody coming up here. Let's go to Ralph in Broomall. Ralph, what's yours?
Okay. Well, just before
Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. I'm getting right to the answer because I see the clock. there's an inspirational poster I remember from my child. It's called Footprints in the Sand, and it's about a man dreaming of walking along the beach with God, and he notices two sets of footprints behind him, but he notices that at the particularly bad points of his life, there's only one set of footprints, and he asked God, why did you abandon me during these troubling times? And God said, I would never abandon you. When you see only one footprint, set of footprints, is the times that I was carrying you. You guys have a good day, all right?
Man, that is, yes, that
it's
is
a good one.
That is beyond icon. Oh, man, that takes your breath away. All right, right now, though, we'll get to a winner before the end of this hour. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
That is exactly right. Today, we're playing for the book, Letters to Trump, the iconic book from the Don Trump Jr. event, how people like Oprah and others saw Trump prior to him running for office, and then all of a sudden, he was public enemy number one. So, Henry, what do you have today?
Yeah, Don, so, or Dom. Oh, my gosh.
Can't believe I
just did that.
Oh, boy.
Just did it. Anyway, in honor of our side question today, what is an iconic movie poster? I thought of an iconic movie poster myself. You remember The Doors? Jim Morrison, when he's shirtless, got his arms up? I feel like that was pretty popular back in the day. So I'm going to play a cover of a famous Doors song. I want to know who the artist is singing, all right?
Okay.
Simple enough.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
Second most iconic, I think it might be, depending on your taste. Yeah, without a doubt. Kind of short-lived. What did he die at, 27?
Yeah, he's part of that iconic 27 club.
Oh, it's iconic, yeah. Okay.
For the wrong reasons,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, for the wrong, right. Hit us with that. Who is covering that classic? And we will send you the, I think it's $100 value, the Letters to Trump book. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push #1210. Jump in and give us your...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your guest.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right, Jim Morrison, famous song Doors. Here's a little taste of it. Who's covering it?
Everybody loves my baby. Everybody loves my baby. Sing it. Sing it.
All right, let's go to Olga in media on Talk Radio 1210. Olga, who's covering that song?
Hello, Dom.
Hi.
I might be Val Kilmer when he did all the songs from the movie The Doors.
Good try. Yeah, Val Kilmer played Morrison. Valerie and Pence Hawken, who's covering the song?
Is it Dirty Harry?
Okay. You have another clue, Henry, before we go too far down the rabbit hole here?
Yeah, this is a famous 90s grunge band.
Yes, okay. Rachel in Gloucester City. Rachel, who's covering the song?
I could be wrong, but I think it's STP, Stone Temple Pilots.
Very nice. You got it, Rachel. Enjoy the Trump book, Letters to Trump, Most Famous People in the World. Oprah, I feel weepy when you talk about you as presidential candidate and me as VP at one point. Yes, think of Oprah now. Whether she got a million or not with Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was overpaid. The worst is that raunchy online women's group. Apparently, they paid $100,000 for that set. Could have gone to IKEA. I think we could have got it for $100, and it would have looked maybe better. All right. It was not great. Okay. Here are the phone lines, 855-839-1210. You get on board. So Scott Presler coming up. We'll find out about him coming to Jersey. We led off today, and you heard Alan West talking about how is this deportation, because this is going to be one of the big issues early on. How will the deportation thing look? And we told you it will look going after criminals, national security risk, and people that are already in the country came out today to maybe as many as 1.3 to 1.6 million people with orders to deport, and yet they haven't been deported yet for God knows one reason or another. And then, apparently, Homan talking about they want to go after workplaces, massive workplaces where people just flout the law and these people are here illegally, and the employer undercutting American worker, that will be the argument, okay? I think that's the way to go. Trump is not going to be using the military. No one's saying that. They're not going to be rounding willy-nilly, coming to Philadelphia and doing that. And then the other part of this is the sanctuary city thing. All right, the last time they huffed and puffed about that, and they did not effectively stop them in the courts. Does executive order do that? I think Trump would have done that. It's going to be more Congress. Can they withhold funds? Apparently, they couldn't get the number of Republicans the last time to withhold any of the funding to these big cities. But if you don't withhold the funding, then they're going to continue to do this. Will some of them give up that badge of being sanctuary city? Sherelle Parker, the mayor of Philadelphia the other day, when asked about this, said it's too soon to be saying anything. That's an improvement versus Jim Kenney. All these governors huffing and puffing about you got to come through me. We'll see about that. But I think the sanctuary city part, the benefits part, what got people, you know, not everyone in the world is in New York, but what got people nationally is to see $500 a night hotel rooms or things like that, all the benefits in places like New York, Chicago, Denver. Not so much coverage here in Philadelphia when Americans are hurting due to Biden and inflation and Harris. So there will be, that will be out of the box. There will be stuff going on with that. The other thing to watch will be Ukraine. Now, Rubio, I think, is a very good choice. John Fetterman has just endorsed Rubio as Secretary of State. That doesn't mean there might not be some friction there with President Trump ultimately, but Rubio is solidly against expansion of aid to Ukraine. He is very tough on things like Venezuela, Cuba, China, things of that nature. And I think there should be no distance between him and President Trump on foreign policy. I don't think we're going to see that at all. In fact, here is a little bit of Rubio. This is cut 16, Henry, there. Here's Rubio in the hallway of the Senate asked about Hamas by a woman. Aren't you concerned about Gaza? Here is what Rubio said to the crowd of posters and reporters.
Senator Rubio, will you call for ceasefire in Gaza?
On the contrary,
Senator Rubio, please.
Are you filming it? I want you guys to get this. I want them to destroy every element of Hamas they can get their hands on. These people are vicious animals who did horrifying crimes, and I hope you guys post that.
And what about the civilians that are being killed every day?
Hamas should stop hiding behind civilians, putting civilians in the way. Hamas knew that this was going to lead to this. So Hamas has stopped building their military installations underneath hospitals.
So you don't care that 15,000 have died? You don't care about the babies that are being killed?
I think it's horrifying.
Day.
I think it's terrible, and I think Hamas is 100% to blame. That's what I think. Make sure you post that, please.
All right. Rubio will be fine in this role. I think it's a good choice by Trump. You heard Alan West talk about Mike Waltz, who is National Security Advisor. We know that's going to be a great choice. Christy Noem, I told you what Trump sees just by being in the spin room, standing there with her. After me were a bunch of hostile interviews. She had a lot of presence, looked great on TV, handled it beautifully, and I played you some of what she's done. But kind of a surprising choice for Homeland Security. Not exactly sure about that one, but I think she will be dogged in that role and will be fine. And of course, Stefanik, this is one of the best picks as UN ambassador, is almost made for that role. So you're going to see more there. By the way, already seeing tickets floated all over today on all the political online sites. Republican choice in 2028, it would be J.D. Vance and Winsome Sears if she becomes governor of Virginia. Some saying Byron Donalds. Okay, either way, those are great choices. How about on the other side? Some are saying already that Josh Shapiro is the front runner. So we got to do more here. And the guy that's going to help do that in Pennsylvania in 26, after he does it in Jersey in 25, the great Scott Presler is with us next to lay out his thoughts about New Jersey and a couple of... Here's the headline I told you yesterday. Democrats have another problem to worry about as the man who helped Trump win has the eyes on the blue state, on New Jersey. And hit us with that all-time great poster. We're looking for that. We've had maybe five or six that are really top-notch. All right, your calls are next, too. Hey, the holidays around the corner, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve parties, hosting the family, going to work and family events. Well, how do you squeeze all that in? It's simple. Just stop into your nearest Captain Chuckie's, pick up that Smith Island crab cake, jumbo lump. Don't forget the mega colossal crab cakes, just delicious. And check out the variety of homemade soups. Great time as we get chillier. This is the perfect time to check out all of Captain Chuckie's offerings. Delicious stuff, mushrooms, salads, tremendous variety of homemade sides, desserts. Get a tray or two for Thursday night, Eagles football, right? Tailgate. Captain Chuckie's has several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. Literally a crab cake for everybody. But dessert, soup, sides, and appetizers too. Highest quality ingredients are Gulf shrimp. Huge hit. Always wild caught and never farm raised. And my favorite, those delicious Dom rolls. I was over there in Flavortown the other day and a guy said, oh, it is you, Dom. I think I'll get some Dom rolls. Of course. One place to go. Visit Captain Chuckie's. A lot of locations. Just go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Headed to the shore. There's Captain Chuckie's there too. Visit Captain Chuckie's at theshore.com. All right, Dom G here, Dano Show. In a moment, Scott Presler here on Talk Radio 1210. Just let me know when he's set. Scott, as I said, is headed to New Jersey, and that made quite a ripple effect yesterday when we learned that. I think it was Richard of Somerdale who called in and said, well, why can't Scott go to New Jersey? Would he consider that? It was toward the end of the show. So we'll talk with him about that and the governor's race principally. But there's the headline. I mean, it's the Western Journal saying Democrats have another problem to worry about. A man who helped Trump win has his eyes on the blue state. Another problem to worry about. That he's that much of a problem here on Talk Radio 1210. Do you not have the number, Henry, or what's going on here?
No, just having a hard time getting a hold of him.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Busy man, as we all know.
Yeah. We'll dial that in here at any moment here. Let me take some more calls. Let's see. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. Hey, Gary. Good afternoon. Yo, Gary. All right. Let's go to Ralph in Broomall. Ralph, good afternoon.
Yeah, okay, quick answer. Kramer. the Kramer poster. I mean, that was so popular in the college dorm rooms, Don.
Okay, Kramer. I'll get you down for that one.
Still
okay.
Is.
Oh, yeah, it is. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. We heard from Paula Scanlon, who, inspired by Scott Presler, is headed to New Jersey to help out with that. And again, this is a very winnable race as we start to see that play out. I was looking last night at when the primary is on the Republican side because you have three main contenders. Not exactly sure who will rise on the Democrat side, but very, very doable, particularly when you're bringing in people like Presler and some others to do the groundwork as we're speaking right now while it's hot. We saw what played out in the last primary presidential night. The just lines in New Jersey were beyond belief. Okay. All right. So the first thing we're seeing play today, though, we haven't seen yet with President Trump. And tomorrow we'll get into some of the alternatives. We haven't seen some of the biggies yet. Attorney General, it seems to be some of these attorneys general at the state level that are being considered. Head of the Defense Department are absolutely a critical role. Now with walls taking national security, CIA in this era, that's still out there. And then FBI will be there once Trump is in there. Trying to reform that is going to be massive. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Drew.
Hey, Don, how you doing? Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, Don, thank you. Don, you still may see some of these posters hanging in Italian restaurants in South Philadelphia or in the Italian barbershops, because I do. Back in 1982, when Italy won the World Cup in soccer, they made a huge poster of the team. It said, El Campion del Mundo, champions of the world. And though it's been over 40 years, some of these posters are still hanging in many Italian establishments.
Yeah, I've seen them too, Drew. Good to hear from you, as always. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Hopefully we'll catch up with Scott Presler. And we'll also have a lightning round coming up to give you a chance to hit us with that all-time poster. Remember the story that former Air National Guardsman charged with leaking classified documents is about ready to be sentenced. I think it's coming down at any moment. And again, these are one of those things we like to get back to you with, because people ask, well, what the heck happened with this? That seems to me it's April 13th, 2023, all the way back to there. It's taken until now. And that was a major story. And this stuff is all part of what the Trump administration is going to be facing of all kinds of people inside, particularly State Department, Defense Department in Washington, who don't want to see this stuff succeed that Trump has run on. Some of them saying they have PTSD from the election, being told by Trump spokespeople today, well, why don't you leave then if that's the case? All right, so that is all bubbling up. It'll play out pretty soon. You know, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and a lot more. One more thing. This Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the month of November, so why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com. Do it today. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. Scott Presler having a little internet phone problem. We may hear from him here, though. I desperately want to hear from him as always. And we'll have the lightning round here on Talk Radio 1210. Is he there? Let's go to Scott Presler. Hey, Scott, thanks for... Well, I'll bring him up. Let's go to Scott. Scott Presler on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, sorry you're having a little issue here. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, I blame Josh Shapiro.
Are you in the hinterlands of Pennsylvania?
No, I'm back home with mom and dad in Virginia.
Ah, well, that's good. I know Scott's been a long time on the road, but a listener called yesterday and said, can't we talk to Scott now about coming to Jersey? I hadn't thought about that, and you were already making that commitment. So give us your grand vision, what you're going to do.
Well, I want to make it clear that we're continuing our operations in Pennsylvania. And right now, the Democrats still have an advantage of 286,000 more registered D's than ours in Pennsylvania. But if you take out inactive voters, that number becomes 8,000. And so we have already set a goal at earlyvoteaction.com that by the next presidential election in 2028, we want to have a plurality of registered Republican voters in the Commonwealth. And so it becomes what happens next year in 2025. Well, we have the Virginia governorship, you have the New Jersey governorship, and I've already stated my commitment to spend some time in New Jersey, so I will be sneaking across the border from Pennsylvania into New Jersey legally and lawfully. And then furthermore, correct me if I'm wrong, Dom, but I do think that we have Supreme Court justice elections in 2025. And the way that it works is this is a vote on whether or not to have retention of a justice. And so if I'm correct, the way that it will work is three Democrat justices are up for retention. And if we vote no on those three justices, then there will be a special election to fill those seats in 2027. And so next year, 2025, is going to be critical if we want to reshape and remake the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania.
That's why you're the best. Nobody else even talking about this. I admit I wasn't talking about it because we're still celebrating. And Scott, I'll give you two. We're working on something here to celebrate you. You were overwhelmingly who listeners said was responsible for Jersey, although this was a tough state. We had four other people who were incredible, but we want to do something with you. Scott, so with Jersey now.
Thank you.
With Jersey, what is it exactly you're going to be doing?
Voter registration.
Okay.
So we are going to make sure that, I mean, look, in 2020, 4 years ago, in 2021, you know, the New Jersey governorship was almost won by Republicans. It was very narrow. And I mean, look at the work that conservatives have done this last year. They turned New Jersey into a swing state that it used to be double digits for the Democrats, and now it's single up to 5 percentage points. And so now is the time that we strike while the iron is hot, that we have all of this momentum and enthusiasm. And so, New Jersey, you're going to be seeing a lot of more of me in your state. And my phone has been ringing off the hook from Gloucester to Union City to Camden to Newark. I mean, all across the state, people have been reaching out to me.
Well, two things. We had on Apoa Scanlon, who swam at the University of Pennsylvania. She worked with you in Pennsylvania, or at least was at stops. She's committed to going to New Jersey just because of you. And some Connecticut woman said she wants to be the Scott Presler of Connecticut, which is a really hard state. You are the template now of what to do.
Well, Paula, I met her in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and she even spent some of her time in PA just to help us win the state. And I just want to honor her and thank her for standing up for women and women's rights. Paula, you're a champion and a hero. And then furthermore, that Connecticut woman, she's already slid into my DMs, and I messaged her back. I'm going to have her call me next week just because I need a little bit of time off, a little bit of a respite. But I'm going to spend Christmas break, Dom, writing a blueprint on how we flipped Pennsylvania and what other states can start doing. Let's make red states redder. Let's flip purple states red, and let's flip blue states purple. And let's use that model going straight into 2026 and straight into 2028.
All right, take us through what I want to know on the personal level, though. We know what you've done, your genius of incrementalism, all the stuff, not having an air conditioner. We know all that stuff. But your parents home in Virginia, they have to be just amazed when the prodigal son comes home with all these people saying Scott Presler around the world.
Now, my mom and dad are definitely over the moon. And I hope that I'm a good reflection of the Presler family name. You know, my grandfather was a retired Navy captain. He served our country. My dad is a retired Navy captain. And although I haven't served, you know, this is my very different way of giving back to our country. And I tell you, this is going to be the best Thanksgiving and best Christmas ever. I can finally take a breather. I can finally enjoy family time. And I tell you, we're already gearing up for the future.
I can tell that. Well, we want to get you here. It's by listener demand. I'm under duress here. We got to get Scott Presler here to celebrate with him. I'll contact you and let you know. But Scott, for now, where do people go to be part of this movement?
Well, please, I know that we're going into Christmas time and people are struggling under the Kamala economy, but that is about to change. But we're continuing operations, and if you would like us to continue in Pennsylvania, I ask you to consider financially contributing at earlyvoteaction.com. And again, we are also going to focus on New Jersey, and we're going to help fortify Nevada, Pennsylvania, Nevada especially. And so earlyvoteaction.com and anyone living in New Jersey and Virginia, we'd love to work with you to make sure that we continue this momentum into 2025 and we have victories next year as well.
Scott, thank you. To be continued very soon. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for the effort today, too. I realize you had difficulty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Scott Presler, great work by Henry to get him on the phone. We don't need the sounder, but the lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo right now. Lease all new wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, you have to be quick. Don and Franconia. Don, what's your poster?
Will Chamberlain scoring 100 points against the team that the 76ers are playing tonight.
Oh, that's right, against the Knicks. I don't know, there was a I just know the wrist sitting there with the holding up the sign. Earl, what's yours? Who's yours?
Mine would be the Albert Einstein sticking out his tongue.
Yes.
Okay.
Iconic.
All right.
In classrooms across America.
All right, thank you, Earl, very much. All right, Henry, a lot to break down here. Give us a few that there were five or six that were great today.
Yeah, I think the ones that stuck out to me were Chris and Malvern, just the hope. I mean, I don't think you can run an ad campaign for a president much better than that. I also like the Marilyn Monroe subway great answer from Bill in Bucks County. And then the way he answered the question, Robert and Ben Salem with the footprints in the sand, I thought was a very strong contender.
Yeah, those were all strong. I agree with you. I like Robert, so. And the way the call and the whole thing, these posters were great. We'll do it again sometime because they were wonderful. All right, one quick takeaway from today. Never got to it fully. Liberals now, progressives, wanting to dream up that they need a liberal Joe Rogan. And right there, hearing that messes up the whole concept. I don't see politics very much in Rogan at all. Or they tend to be libertarian. They don't like that even. It's a malaise, young men in America. We've talked about this. Why is there malaise? Well, the Democrat Party, toxic masculinity, gone after all those things. And this is a safe haven. That's what's going on. Try to replicate that. I remember when they put Al Franken and Rachel Maddow, what was it, America's Channel or something, the syndicated radio shows. Dreadful. Particularly Franken, who's supposed to be a comedian. I can't imagine.
I didn't even know that happened.
Al Franken. Yes, Google it. You'll see. This was a national effort to try to combat Rush Limbaugh, Dom Giordano, Rich Cioli, and the like. Miserable, because they just don't get the spirit of talk radio. It was like a liberal think tank presentation every day. And Al Franken was even worse than Rachel Maddow. I forget some of the other people, but it was a big flop. There's a reason that talk radio is tending to be more conservative. It's the rest of the media is so progressive, so liberal, so corporate going that way. It's a pushback on that. And it's a lot of fun. Something that was, you can't imagine spending 3 hours with Rachel Maddow. Or for that matter, Al Franken. Nice job by Henry, though, getting Scott Presler on. Big winner today. We'll do it all again tomorrow on the side question. And as I said, Richie always next, too, to take people home. Let me remind you, though, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. There's a lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water What comes out of the tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Now, these guys have been to our house several times. The testing, something else we did. Dwayne, our guy, fantastic. They love showing you, taking the impurities out of your water. And again, this is a free test. They'll recommend solutions that make sense for you. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. Two ways to do that. Go to martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom sent you, 800-887-7555. All right, great stuff today. And particularly this movement toward New Jersey. We'll have a lot more tomorrow, noon until 3. And we are working on something to honor Scott Presler here in the Delaware Valley. In fact, I got a lot of phone calls to make today, but we'll let you know about this, and I think it'll be before Thanksgiving, certainly before we get into the holidays. People have been demanding it. I've gotten a go-ahead. Now I just have to put it together. Dan, get well soon. Great job by Henry today, particularly getting Scott on the phone. Rich is poised in studio for 4 big hours today to take you home. All that on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.